Here comes yet another sterling example. This is from the Los Angeles Times, and it's from today. The California Supreme Court yesterday gave broad protections to workers who oppose orders that could be discriminatory, giving employees rights that legal experts said appear to go beyond those in any other state. The ruling came in the case of a supervisor at a cosmetics and perfume company who resisted her boss's order to fire a woman who was not good-looking enough and to replace her with somebody who was hot. In other words, discrimination against the ugly has now ended in California. I have long told you, for example, Undeniable Truth of Life number 24, written back in 1987, feminism was established so as to allow unattractive women easier access to the mainstream of society. And even to this day, people poo-poo this and say it's insensitive. How could you possibly say something like that? Well, because I mean it, because I believe there's something to it. And now, lo and behold, the California Supreme Court ruled 4-2 that the supervisor could sue the company for allegedly retaliating against her with poor evaluations and job requirements because she was ugly. She didn't fit their mold of hot.